Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Here's The Drive.
Hi, we welcome to the show Adam Schefter, our NFL insider, brought to you by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealer. Hi, Adam, how are you?
Hello, how you doing?
Good. Are you in Miami?
I'm in Miami, just got here.
Okay. Looks nice. I'm watching some TV stuff. Looks good. You know, we were talking about the Kareem Hunt thing. What kind of ramifications do you think, now that it's come out and we see this arrest video and all this stuff, what kind of ramifications do you think that'll have on Kareem Hunt?
Good question. Basically, I think, you know, listen, NFL believes in escalating discipline. And if you're a first-time offender or second offender, there's more. So the league will be less lenient with him than it would be with other people because of his past and his history. I don't think that's going to be unexpected. So my guess, not knowing anything, but my guess is that there'll be discipline that comes out of this for sure.
Mm. Adam, I saw that you had Jed York on your podcast to talk about the hiring of Kyle Shanahan. Just sort of curious, the Cliff Notes, the most interesting things that came out of that.
Well, you know, a few things. I think he was very very careful to talk, to make it about the team and not about himself at all, even though he was the one that extended himself to give at that point in time 6-year contracts to Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch at a time where a lot of people wondered whether that was a wise course of action. And people question, like, you're giving a 6-year deal to Kyle Shanahan when we don't know whether he can be head coach and John Lynch is coming out of the TV booth and what are you doing, Jed York? That's crazy. But that's what he did, and he talked about his meeting with Kyle. And we talked about it before, last week, I believe, with Kyle. And I think Kyle preferred to be in San Francisco for various reasons. I think some people feel like it's the right thing is to leave the area you kind of spent a lot of time in as a youth. Not that he didn't spend any time in the Bay Area. He did. But he spent more time in Denver, went to Cherry Creek High School, right? And people know him from being from Denver. And so I just think that he felt like it was better to leave. And Jed put himself out there and was very bold to go get Kyle and Jones for the contract and talk about that. And you know, the Chiefs are doing this too, but both owners, Clark Hunt, Jed York, I mean, they're bringing a lot of people to this game. And this thing gets bigger and bigger every year, bigger and bigger every year. And these teams have done a great job embracing it and including everybody in the organization, which you like to see.
You know, we talk a lot here in Denver about Mike Shanahan and his role or unofficial advisory role, whatever it might be, to Kyle Shanahan. What exactly does that relationship look like?
With Mike and Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh, I think there's a lot for both people. I think that, you know, I went and visited Mike when we were in San Francisco for the Monday Night Countdown when the 49ers played the Seahawks afterwards. I went and did the pregame show, and then I went and go sat with Mike and Peggy for at least a part of the first half, and so Kyle's wife, Mandy, and their children. And I think that they love watching him, and Mike loves just seeing how everything's run, you know, and he loves watching the film of the practice and seeing what they're doing. You know, he knows what's coming, okay? And I think Kyle loves to have a sounding board. Like, hey, you know, he has a question. Hey, Dad, you know, what do you recommend for me Super Bowl week? Like, but Kyle's a big enough boy. Like, I remember Mike telling me when he was in Washington and Kyle was his offensive coordinator, people were getting on Kyle, you know, oh, there are people who brought up nepotism and, you know, bringing that up. And listen, no question that Kyle got some opportunities because of who his dad was, what his last, whatever it is. But once you get those opportunities, you still have to deliver and
do things. Of course.
And he's gone beyond that. And he's become one of the best coaches in football. One of the best. And Mike, when I was in Washington, visiting with them at one point, told me, and I'm not exactly, this is what he told me. Kyle is 10 times the football coach I am. And what he meant by that was, I don't remember what years Mike was in Washington, but I'm going to guess it was roughly 2012 to 14 or 15, somewhere in that range. I'm not far off. And I was down there spending some time, and Mike said that to me, and I was like, whoa. And what he meant was, is that, you know, after Mike got fired in Denver, you know, he had taught how to send a text on his phone. You know, he doesn't know email. You know, he's not great at computing. He's not tech savvy. And Kyle is, you know, just turned 40 years old, and he can breeze through things on a game plan, computer-wise. Mm-hmm. And like, so he just is, he's Mike 2.0, right? A younger, more tech-savvy kind of guy. And there was nobody that was better at attacking a defense than Mike, but Kyle probably is.
Hey, really quick, and we appreciate your time here. Andrew Berry, 32 years old, was just, Adam, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about minorities being hired in these type of roles, so I'm assuming you think this is a good deal. I do wonder, so I think that's a good deal on that standpoint, right? Just right there. But I do wonder if a new trend in the NFL is going to go towards hiring your coach and then hiring a GM around the coach. Do you think that will be... Do you think that is a trend, and do you think that will continue?
Well, let me say this, that I was being told well before the Browns fired John Dorsey that Andrew Berry was going to get a GM job, okay? And there weren't that many GM jobs. So something tells me, an intuition, that the Browns had an idea of the direction they were going to go. And so even though they hired Kevin Stefanski first, they probably could have hired Andrew Berry. It really doesn't matter. I understand your point,
mm-hmm.
but my point is I think they were going to go in that direction all along.
Okay. All right, Adam, Chiefs or Niners? I know you really don't do predictions, but let me put it another way. Chiefs or Niners? I don't know how else to put it. What are you expecting out of the game?
You know, I will say this. I'm not very good at predicting things, and I think the Niners are a better team. I think they are a deeper team. I think they're a tougher defensive team. But I have a hard time.
All right, we're breaking up. Oh, there you go.
I have a hard time. I don't know where you lost me. I said, yeah. I think the Patriots, I mean, the Niners are a better team, a deeper team, a tougher team defensively. But I have a hard time ever picking against Patrick Mahomes. Mm. Like in my fantasy football league, I took him in my first round when people said it was crazy. And yeah, I took Tyreek Hill second. Like, I just, the guy, he's the best player in the game. He's the best player in the game.
All right, Adam. So, I want you to enjoy your night. Are you going to the media party? Are you doing that or not?
I don't even know when the media party is.
There you go. Well, it's tonight on a cruise ship, but don't worry about it because you don't go. It doesn't
okay.
matter.
Well, there you go. I'm not going.
I'm sorry. Is your daughter Dylan with you on this trip?
My daughter Dylan was with me at the Pro Bowl, and we posted a piece that she did on.
Okay.
Yep. And she actually did a second piece that ESPN is going to post this week. She got Pro Bowl players' picks and predictions for what's going to happen in the Super Bowl.
Is she getting paid? Is she an employee of ESPN at this point?
Not yet, but she should be, right?
Yeah, I know.
That's right. That's right.
All right, thank you, Adam. Have a great Super Bowl week.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Adam Schefter. He's in Miami. It's a foreign country. The phone's difficult.
You got a knack for going too personal.
Okay.
You just got a knack.
Adam Schefter, he's posting pictures of his daughter on Twitter.
There's, I get it.
His daughter's on ESPN
on
a regular basis.
So that naturally leads towards asking how much she's getting paid.
Well, I mean, it's been more than once. Mm. Adam Schefter, courtesy of your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. Yeah. I mean, what is she working for? There's breaking news with the Broncos. Oh, Hey, hang on. Football at 4 is next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.